This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 3. The turn of the heart. Our reading comes from James chapter 4. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Prayer connects our heart with God's heart. For many people, the word heart represents only their emotions, especially feelings like love, sadness, and hope. It's in the mind that logic resides, many will say. The heart is for feeling, and the brain is for thinking, and the two are often pitted against each other. The Bible teaches, however, that the heart is the center of every aspect of being human: our reason, our emotions, and our will. The heart directs our affections, shapes our decision-making, and determines our ultimate allegiances. This is why Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Today's Bible reading contains a harsh rebuke of people whose hearts have turned away from God. It affects all their thinking, decision-making, motives, emotions, and behaviors. The spiritual fallout of a broken relationship with God is that prayer is rendered ineffective. But nestled in this passage are words of hope. No matter how far our hearts may wander from God, He promises to be near when we turn to Him. That's because He is always near and caring for us. One renewing encounter with God can change everything, and it's always just one prayer away. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for always being near. Purify my heart so that I may treasure and follow only you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.